Chapter 4. That conversation had taken place 2 weeks before the Claremont game. Ever since then, I'd heard my dad complain to my mom about some change the college guys were proposing. I could hear bitterness in his voice. Now I had to suck up the courage to tell him that I wanted to be a college guy. I would have done it, too. But as I stepped inside the front door that night, my dad was slumped on the sofa, his face looking more lined than ever. My mom sat in the chair across from him. Her mouth was turned down and her short blonde hair was mussed. She works as a hairdresser, so it's never that way. They'd been talking in low voices when I opened the door, but the room fell silent once they saw me. I said hello, pretending not to have noticed anything, and then headed into the kitchen. My mom followed me, asking me what I wanted to eat. After she'd stuck an enchilada dinner into the microwave, she put silverware on the table in front of me. As she moved around the kitchen, her eyes were watery, as if she was on the verge of tears. That wasn't like her either. In my whole life, I'd seen her cry only a couple of times. For the 5 minutes the frozen dinner spun around on a glass plate, she asked the usual questions about my day. As we talked, I heard my dad in the front room rustling the pages of the newspaper. When my dinner was ready, my mom sat down across from me. I took a couple of bites before putting down my fork. Did they fire him? She shook her head. No, they didn't. So what's wrong? She spoke in a low voice. They hired a whiz kid from Cal Berkeley. He's going to try to merge customer information and area maps and cement mixer capacities and traffic flow and who knows what else into some computer software program that would make everything more efficient. If he succeeds, they won't need your dad to figure out the timing or the routes or... She stopped and shook her head.